after a couple of really big days in Bristol Bay, we saw a little bit of a lull in harvest numbers. What is the situation in Bristol Bay overall, and what are we looking at statewide?
Well, yeah, last week we surpassed 50 million salmon harvested for the 2020 season. So that's a nice round number. Using some historical averages, that's probably about 240 million pounds of salmon. And, you know, it's Bristol Bay that really pushed us past that threshold of 50 million fish. Those 2 weeks of strong fishing in the bay really lifted the statewide numbers. Just measured by number of fish, Bristol Bay has contributed about 70% of all salmon harvested in the state this summer, and more than 90% of all sockeye. In the last 2 weeks, Bristol Bay has produced about 55% of the total year-to-date salmon harvest. So, I mean, just it's just a reminder for all of us, again, we can't undervalue the role of Bristol Bay in the Alaska salmon portfolio, right? As we think about all these fisheries across the state from southeast up to Norton Sound, Bristol Bay really is where the fish are coming out of, especially in an even year that we don't have a lot of pink salmon coming out of Prince William Sound or Southeast or Kodiak. So there were about 11 to 12 million sockeye harvested last week. So that brought the sockeye total to right under 40 million fish. And Bristol Bay, of course, exceeded its ADF&G projection of about 34.5 million fish. And there's still a few more million sockeye that we would anticipate. So that's fairly encouraging. If you look at sockeye fisheries in the other parts of the state, they're generally behind the typical pace, although Kodiak and Area M are faring a little bit better than places like Prince William Sound, Cook Inlet, and Southeast. With pink salmon, the harvest pace is similar to 2018. The harvest projection from Fish and Game anticipates most pink volume will come out of Prince William Sound, in addition to roughly equal amounts coming out of Kodiak and Southeast. With chum salmon, the harvest really continues to disappoint. We've only had landings of about 3.5 million fish, so that's about 66% behind the 5-year average. So just for those areas particularly dependent on chums like AYK or Southeast, both of those areas are really hurting right now in terms of those returns. Coho is also kind of behind the pace, and then king salmon numbers are also about a third lower, but one bright spot for Southeast is they have seen pretty decent landings of king salmon. As you know, the bay's winding down, so there will be a lull at the statewide production level, and then we'll start to see some of the pink salmon numbers come online out of Prince William Sound and Kodiak, and hopefully Southeast. You know, historically, that picks up around late July, early August.